Cosmos israelí, Tierra Santa, encuentros, valores. Cosmos israelí, creación, tradición, patrimonio, actualidad, comunidades, diálogo, puentes culturales. Cosmos israelí, Tierra Santa, con Ángela María Arbeláez.
Nacional Beit Gurion Maresha de Israel, Patrimonio Cultural de la Humanidad. Este parque es un parque nacional en el centro del Estado de Israel, a 13 kilómetros de Kiryat Gat, y abarca las ruinas de Maresha, una de las ciudades importantes de Judá durante los tiempos del Primer Templo, y Beit Gurion, una importante ciudad en la época romana, conocida como Eleftherópolis. Los artefactos arqueológicos descubiertos en el sitio incluyen un gran cementerio judío, un anfiteatro romano bizantino, una iglesia bizantina, baños públicos, mosaicos y cuevas que funcionaban como sepulcros de la época helenística. El 22 de junio del 2014, la UNESCO, después de muchísimos años de esperar esta decisión, eligió la denominación Cuevas de Maresha Beit Gurion en la Baja Judea, microcosmos de la tierra de las cuevas, del que forman parte el parque como patrimonio de la humanidad. Radio Sefarad y Cosmos Israelí recorrieron este tesoro de la naturaleza gracias a invitación de la Oficina de Prensa del Gobierno de Israel, el Ministerio de Turismo y el Dr. Yuk Jipka, jefe arqueólogo de la Autoridad Nacional de Israel de Parques Naturales. El Parque Nacional es famoso además por las numerosas y fascinantes cuevas cavadas por sus antiguos habitantes. Estas cuevas sirvieron, entre otras cosas, como canteras, cisternas, almacenajes, palomares o colembarios, tumbas, cámaras de almacenamiento para los productos agrícolas y refugios para animales.
The first dossier, we wrote it like 6-7 years ago, and it's called The Land of the Caves and the Hiding in the Judea Lowland. And in this case, we beg for an area of 50 square kilometers. But the UNESCO didn't accept it, so we have to take it, to leave it, to throw it, and to write another one, this one. And this was written maybe 3 years ago. This called, by the way, the land of the caves and the hiding in the Judean lowland. And this is the caves of Maresha and Beit Gurion. And this is I told you, it's like 2.5. And with this dossier, we receive from the professional body that give advices to UNESCO, we receive recommend to list it. And last year, in June 2014, I was in Doha with Israeli delegation, and this issue was on the table with many other sites, and finally we received the inscription of Maresha Beit Gurion as a World Heritage Site. So we are very happy about it. And last week we made here in this place, we made a celebration for this event, because couldn't make immediately event because we didn't know if it will be inscribed or not. So the inscription was in Doha in Qatar,
yeah,
in June 2014, but the celebration we did it here, and those two people I spoke about them,
שבועים בתוך מעגלים, כולם מסובכים, אז מה את עוד חולמת? שנים הם מסתירים, שנים כולם יודעים, אבן מתהפכת, בלילות ובימים, כולם כבר מדברים, למה את עוד נשארת? עדיף לרוץ לאש, לדרוש לא לבקש, ממה את מפחדת? אין מה לחשוב כשהוא אומר הזמן יפה יותר תביא את היום שנים הם שואלים שנים לא מקשיבים שומרים הכל בבטן זה מצטבר וזה גובר וזה בסוף גומר על מה את מדברת עדיף לרוץ לאש לדרוש לא לבקש ממה את מפחדת אין מה לחשוב שהוא אומר בזמן יפה יותר תביא את היום יוצא שאת תמיד שותקת אבל בפנים זה בוער ונשרף הכל המילים שנעלמו, תמצאי אותן בחלומות של אחרים. יוצא שאת תמיד שותקת, אבל בפנים זה בוער ונשרף הכל. כל המילים שנעלמו, תמצאי אותן בחלומות של אחרים.
En nuestro programa anterior, por error, omitimos el audio con la entrevista en exclusiva con James S. Snyder, director del Museo de Israel. Snyder habló con Cosmos Israelí sobre este importante aniversario, los 50 años del Museo de Israel de Jerusalén. El museo está localizado a un costado del Valle de la Cruz, muy cerca del campus universitario de Givat Ram y a unos pasos de la Knesset y justo al frente del Monasterio de la Santa Cruz del Patriarcado Greco-Ortodoxo de Jerusalén. Es la institución cultural más grande del Estado de Israel y está considerado uno de los museos de artes y arqueología más importantes del mundo. Fue fundado en 1965 y sus salas de arqueología, bellas artes, arte y vida judía albergan colecciones enciclopédicas, incluidas obras que datan desde la prehistoria hasta el presente y además muestra una serie amplia en el mundo de piezas de arqueología bíblica y de Tierra Santa. El ala para jóvenes RUT de Educación para el Arte, singular por su tamaño y por el alcance de sus actividades, propone una amplia gama anual de programas para más de 100.000 alumnos venidos de todo Israel y muchos lugares del mundo y presenta además galerías de exhibición, talleres de arte, salas de estudio, una biblioteca de libros ilustrados para niños y una sala de reciclado. Sus programas especiales, además de sus exhibiciones, alientan el entendimiento intercultural entre estudiantes árabes y judíos y cubren un amplio espectro de las comunidades de Israel.
So quickly, they decided to amend it, and the
Fiona Fischer was assigned with curating an exhibition of Israeli art, but there, all the galleries were already assigned to other exhibitions. So they curated the first show of Israeli art at the Israel Museum. They were kind of criticized by the fact that they aren't going to showcase Israeli art. So quickly, they decided to amend it, and Fiona Fischer was assigned with curating an exhibition of Israeli art. But there, all the galleries were already assigned to other exhibitions. So they curated the first show of Israeli art at the Israel Museum in Binyan Elma. And only a few months later, it was brought to and installed in the museum. And Yona Fischer there did a kind of presentation, which was a generational presentation. And it was called Megamot Bomanut Israeli, Trends in Israeli Art. And among the youngest artists of the day, he showed...
is easy because it's a full year devoted to the 50th anniversary of the museum. And I think you all also know that we decided that the year in a way should have two related narratives. One being about 1965, the year that the museum was founded, and having an opportunity to look from 1965, 50 years ahead, and then 50 years back. So that in a way we were going to look at a year 50 years ago, but look at the 100 years surrounding it. And that would be a year-long story with a number of exhibitions.
Again, your name?
James Snyder, yes. Director of the Israel Museum.
So, it's about the 60s in Israel. What is the connection between this exhibition and the 50th anniversary of the creation of the Israel Museum?
Well, the exhibition is called 1965 Today, and 1965 is the year that the museum was founded. And our concept for the exhibition was actually to show what Israel looked like in 1965. So if you woke up in the morning and you went out and about for the day, what did you see? What was the vocabulary, the visual vocabulary that you saw all around you? And so the exhibition is comprised of, I wouldn't say industrial design, that might be too elevated a term, but home products, products of everyday use, clothing, fashion, and then in the fine arts, painting and sculpture, and then we wanted also to look at photography and film, but we did it here, again because of the time, by looking at Super 8 home movies and newsreels.
Yes.
We're actually celebrating throughout the year, and really we wanted the year to have two narratives. One was to think about 1965, the year that the museum was founded, but in terms of visual culture, to think about the 100 years around 1965, looking at 1965 and today, and you may know that a month ago we opened an exhibition called Six Artists, Six Projects, for which we took six practitioners in the visual arts from today, working in six different directions in the visual arts, and we asked them simply to give us a snapshot of their work today, so that we could look at what Israel looked like 50 years ago and how that might resonate with creative culture here today. And then in the second half of the year, we want to go back 50 years from 1965 to the period before World War II in Europe, when the edgy avant-garde was percolating in Middle Europe and in Eastern Europe, and actually, because of the politics of the time, became dispersed before World War II, going to the West, going to America, and also coming then to Palestine, and really, in a way, forming the foundation for the visual culture that would be depicted by 1965 when the museum was founded.
Yeah. How will you describe the importance, the place, which role played the Israel Museum in the Israel cultural and heritage?
Well, you know, it's fascinating. In 1965, Israel was only 17 years old, and yet Teddy Kollek, who then was director general of the government, would become the longtime, long-serving mayor of Jerusalem, really envisioned creating here a museum that would be about the contemporary culture of where we are in the world, but putting it in the context, in an encyclopedic way, of the history of world culture. And his idea was that we should become an encyclopedic museum on par with the great encyclopedic museums of the great cultural capitals of the Western world. And so actually our narrative for the year is really two different stories. One is 1965 and the 100 years around it, but the other is really to look at the way that we have become one of the few museums in the world where you can look at the entire history, the entire evolution of material cultural history. So in May, we will open an exhibition called Brief History of Humankind. And for that exhibition, with only 14 objects from our collections, beginning almost a million years ago and coming to the 20th century, we will actually illustrate.
קצת פוחדת לנסות